Phoneboy Speaks, episode 51, Patent Troll Podcast.
A company called Personal Audio claims that they own a patent that covers podcasting technology and is starting to send podcasters letters. They haven't sent me one, but, you know, then again, I've only got, 50 to 100 downloads an episode, so I'm probably not on their radar. Certainly not making any money. But they're sending threatening letters that says, license our technology or we'll sue you for patent infringement. And they've done that, and they actually won a case against Apple, apparently, according to their website. And they're now starting to go after podcasters themselves, rather than companies that make the personal audio devices that actually might utilize these patents. This is the very definition of a patent troll, as far as I can tell. What this company, you know, I looked at their website, and they basically list, hey, we did this a long time ago, we patented it. And we established a company to try and market these innovations. Well, gee, that sounds like a patent troll company to me because they don't actually produce any products. At least when Apple and Motorola and Google and all these other companies sue each other for patents, at least these companies actually make useful products. And granted, they use patents as weapons and try and bludgeon each other with them, and eventually they cross-license their patents or they sue in court, and there's all kinds of theatrics about it. But at least those companies actually make real products, whereas this personal audio company, they just made a patent, basically. And, you know, anybody can get anything patented. It's a stupid process, I guess. I mean, you have to go through a whole lot of paperwork and have somebody review it. And, I mean, it's just one of my friends used to be a patent I forgot what it was. It was something to have to do with patents, and so he had to actually review patents as a part of his job. And yes, it's very difficult for these patent reviewers to just kind of look at something and go, well, that should be patentable or that should not be patentable, especially as these technologies get pretty esoteric or whatever. But in any case, I think that this company should go stuff it. I don't know why they're attacking podcasters. I guess they're just trying to do what patent trolls do, which is make money by suing people in court or bullying them into paying licensing fees. And that's all this is about. And actually, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has an article on their website, which I will put in the show notes, that is trying to find out who in the podcasting community has received a threatening letter from this company called Personal Audio and is going to try and find them counsel to fight this because it's really a stupid patent. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.